Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, guys, earlier today, the University of California Board of Regents delayed a decision on whether it might try to stop UCLA's planned jump to the Big Ten. But UCLA's chancellor defended the move, saying that college athletics is in a volatile period thanks to all these factors like conference realignment, student-athlete transfers, and, of course, the new NIL rules. He also said that the university recognizes that it will have to invest more money into maintaining its athletic programs. The matter will now be considered at a special meeting on December 14th to give board members more time to consider the issue and compile questions. So this whole, like, UCLA to the Big Ten isn't, like, totally signed, sealed, and delivered until after this happens.
I think it's so stupid that this is happening. This is all, you know what this is all about, right, Cap? Or no?
The letter.
No, no. It's about Cal not going. That's all this is about at the end of the day.
Cal didn't get the invite. Not take us, right?
Right. And that, so it puts them at a, it feels like it puts them at a disadvantage. And that's all this is about. Well, and it does.
George, let me tell you something. George, listen, Cal, okay? Let's talk about Cal for a second.
Yeah.
When was the last time the Cal football program was alive?
I don't know, when the band went on the field against Stanford?
Okay, it's been a little, since then, you've had a couple of guys.
Aaron Rodgers, they were decent. Yeah.
You had Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
You've had a couple other guys that have been really good players.
Marshawn Lynch.
Right. Well, and there's more. And you know what? They were good, and they've been off the radar for a really long time. As for basketball, Cal basketball, when was the last time you remember seeing hearing
Tony Gonzalez
about Cal?
Was there.
Okay, it's been a long time.
Jason Kidd, you know what I mean? Like, you got to go way back, you know?
Do you know that Cal's basketball program lost a game earlier this week to UC, not LA, UCSD, San Diego, moving up from Division II? Cal, their athletic department, it's on you guys. I mean, sorry, you're just not an attractive partner right now. You know, you guys aren't good in football. You're not good in basketball. What do you want us to do? Just say, hey, we can't go because little brother isn't good enough, so he can't go, so we have to stay.
All right, can I role play and be Cal for a second?
All right, go ahead.
All right, you want to be, you can be the Big Ten or whoever else it is.
Well, I'm UCLA, aren't I?
Well, you could be UCLA.
Okay.
All right, that's fine. All right, ready?
Yeah, go ahead, you're Cal.
Hey, so UCLA, why? What's up, man? Why, you just going to leave us behind? What the hell?
Yeah, that's right. We're going with our partner, USC.
Yeah, I thought we were partners, though. You know, the whole UC, you know?
Right. Well, that's what you thought. But you see, we think of it more as an LA thing. You guys think of it as a UC thing. And we, the LA thing, we're taking off to the Big Ten. Sorry.
Okay, but why can't we go, too? Why can't I just bring, like, Stanford with me, then? You know, we got, like, a Bay thing. Bay in LA, you know? You're going to need people on the West Coast.
Don't give up, but we're going to go, and then we may call for you.
That doesn't sound reassuring.
Well, I mean, look, we're going to go, we're going to earn, we're going to find our place, and then we're going to say, hey, we want our former partners to come
join
us
as well.
But
why can't we go? Is it we're not good enough? What is your deal with us?
A, you're not good enough, and B, the Big Ten is not inviting you. Sorry.
Wait, but, I mean, they've got Rutgers over there. We're better than Rutgers.
Yeah, Rutgers is terrible, too. We get that. And maybe.
Okay, so then why, you know what? You need to vouch for us. Somebody vouch for Rutgers over there. You need to vouch for us.
Well, when we get there and we're in and we're happy and we make relationships, then we'll vouch for you guys. But until then, we're not going.
Wait, but
because
now's
of you.
Now's when you got the leverage.
We don't want you to go that badly. You guys are terrible.
I mean,
you guys
Rutgers
are horrible.
You can get wins if we're horrible.
Sorry,
you're going to need wins because UCLA, no offense, you're not USC in football.
And USC may not be USC in football, just oh, by the way.
Yeah. So then you guys better be careful. The grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Well, you guys are terrible. And if you guys would have been even just average, maybe you would have been more attractive. But you're not. So sorry.
Well, you need to get us in because then they're going to try to sneak in. Don't be trying to sneak in Washington and Oregon instead of us, you know, Stanford and Cal.
Well, listen, I'd love to have Northern California. I'd love to have Southern California and Northern California. And if you're going to really hurt the Pac-12, I mean, you take from them the L.A. market. You take from them, theoretically, the Bay Area market, too. And that's damaging for the Pac-12. And I think more attractive than the Seattle market or certainly the Oregon, whatever TV market they are.
Okay, there you go. That's what I'd like to hear there, UCLA.
But gosh, come on, Cal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 game losing streak. Really? Your big win this year is against UC Davis or UNLV? Come on, Cal.
UC
do
Davis,
better.
You know, they get some guys in there in the NFL occasionally, you know?
Do better, Cal.
I mean, I don't know. I know we haven't had a winning season since 2009, but, you know, you got Rutgers, I told you, you know? Man, come on.
Do better. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Rutgers was there before you guys.
I thought you didn't like when people said do better there, UCLA.
I know. I've become really into it now.
Yeah.
No, it's my new thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Although we were in the Red Box Bowl a couple years ago.
Cal?
Just, yeah.
What about Rutgers? When was the last time Rutgers was in a game?
Actually, I stand corrected. 2009 in the conference. 2019, we had a winning record. I'm playing Cal in this role play.
How'd Jared Goff's Cal teams do? Anybody remember?
Jared Goff. We went to the Armed Forces Bowl that year.
Good bowl. Wow.
8-5.
Nice.
Yeah. I bet you UCLA wasn't that good at that time.
I don't know. They may have been in like the Vegas Bowl.
Right. So there you go.
Look, George, the reality of the situation is UCLA is only being invited because of the LA at the end of their name.
Yeah.
You know, the Big Ten wanted the L.A. market. They didn't want half the L.A. market.
No,
they
of course. And if you're USC, you want your rival. Yeah, I get it. I get it. But don't leave us behind, all right? We're done here. All right. I'll see you later, UCLA.
Later. See you later. Bye, Cal.
Yeah. By the way, there is a national show that has apparently ripped off our role play bit. I'm not going to say who, but just you can figure it out.
You want me to say it?
No, don't say it. Just let people figure it out.
I'll say
the community, the circle of trust will
don't
figure it out.
Don't say it, Cappy.
Why? What's it matter?
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm just saying. Just
don't mean nothing to me.
Let them figure. And by the way, I don't want to give that show any pub, is what
oh,
I would
really?
Say. Yeah. And they know. They listen.
Say.
Clearly they listen. Oh, so they know.
Yeah. They're let me say this. They're producing local. They're listening local. They're thinking, well, nationally, no one's going to know that we just hacked that bit. So let's just do it anyway. Screw
right.
it. I get it.
But they know. They're listening right now going, oh, really? Really? Yeah. We stole that? Like you invented role play?
No
we didn't, but we did here.
We didn't invent it, but we've been doing it.
Yeah.
It's called Sedano and Cap Theater. Don't take that name next to.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So real quick. You got this hot rumor on the Lakers.
Well, it's not my hot rumor. It's the internet's hot rumor.
What is the internet's hot rumor?
Well, I'm sure you've read by now, George, the many, many reports about Rob Pelinka leaving LAX and flying to Indianapolis.
I've seen the pictures, yes.
Now, when I look at the pictures, what am I supposed to be looking at? I mean, like...
Him with his Lakers hoodie?
Yeah, but what does that tell me?
That he's going on a trip?
How am I supposed to know that he's in Indianapolis or going to Indianapolis?
Well, because he was standing next to the... gate that says Indianapolis.
Right. And so some smart guy could have been in the airport and gone, oh my God, there's Rob Lowe. Wait a second. No, that's not Rob Lowe. That's Rob Pelinka. They look alike.
No, Rob Lowe's going to do the shop with on Amazon with LeBron today.
Right. And oh, look, there's Rob Pelinka. And behind him is a sign that says flight to Indianapolis. If I snap this picture so quickly and then I post it, I'm going to tell people that he was on his way to Indianapolis.
It's like that day everyone allegedly said he was at like Disneyland or something. Do you remember that?
I do. I mean, listen, is that what we all do now? Like, that's where we get our rumors from, some dude who's in line at a burger place at a terminal who sees Rob Pelinka and takes a picture. And I don't know, maybe the guy Photoshops. Maybe it's like Grant in L.A. He Photoshops stuff all the time and it says Indianapolis behind him. Is that really the thing now?
I mean, I guess it is. But
I mean, that's the rumor.
What was the rumor, though, that he was going to Indianapolis for what?
Well, what do you think he's going to Indianapolis for?
I don't know. What is he going there for?
Well, there's been all these rumors for all this time about all these two guys from Indianapolis, from Indiana, that he's going to go and trade for.
Oh, so, you mean the Miles Turner, Buddy Hield thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what it's about. Oh, okay. I'll tell you. Okay. You ready for me to tell you?
You tell me. I'm ready. You tell me.
Let's do it on the other side.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh yeah.
People seem to really like our singing.
Before you go, go.
I don't know why, but people seem to really like it.
No. Wake me up before you go, go.
Shout out to the Benson crime family who mentioned this morning in the Circle of Trust, catching up on the Sedano and Cap. Nice podcast. Catching up on the podcast. Loving the singing.
Yeah, because we can't. We're doing it a cappella. You can't play the songs on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, are you doing that on the CappyCast? You're actually playing songs?
No, never. Because you know what? Because mostly because YouTube will take us down.
Yeah, you can't play music unless you're paying for that.
Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do all of our singing on radio, where we sing along with songs, and we sound really amazing the way we're harmonizing with George Michael and that other guy.
Not on the podcast, man.
On the podcast is a cappella.
Yep.
So it sounds even better, Cap.
I bet it does. Bet you're right, Lindsay Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Again, shout out to the Benson crime family.
And R.I.P. George Michael. Yeah.
So wow, forgot he died.
Yeah, a number of years ago now.
Mm. Love George Michael. Did. Mm-hmm. R.I.P. is right. What was the other guy's name? Andrew something or other.
From Wham? Yeah, Andrew something. Yeah, I don't know.
Andrew something.
As Morales said, the other guy.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Like the nameless other guy. Who now is
Andrew
known as
Ridgely.
Andrew something.
That sucks, huh? Being like the other person.
Mm. Like, yeah, it's kind of like American Idol. It was Seacrest and Dunkelman,
And the
Dunkelman.
Other guy.
Yeah, he's a stand-up comic now.
Yeah, nobody remembers that guy, Brian Dunkelman. Like,
he was only there for like a week, wasn't he?
Nice pull.
No, it was
there,
a first season, I believe.
Really, Dunkel made the whole season?
I think it was maybe the second season too. Maybe.
No, really?
Yeah.
They brought him in for the second season? It wasn't like Josh McDaniels where you like fire him after the first?
I don't think he got fired, though. I think he left the show.
Dunkel?
Pretty sure.
I don't know that Dunkel left.
Yeah, you're right. That is what happened.
Yeah,
so according to the internet,
what'd they say?
After the season ended, it was reported that Dunkelman had quit from co-hosting American
Idol. Yeah, after the season ended... it was reported that Dunkelman had quit from co-hosting. Various news outlets later said that he had, quote, had his career completely destroyed for doing so.
What a dumb move. I bet that guy regrets it every day.
Yeah, he thought it wasn't going to be anything. That's why. Yeah.
He was like, Ryan Seacrest. This show's not going to work.
Yeah. Talk about Ryan Seacrest. I mean, his career went from, hey, I'm a DJ. Let me play for you the top hit to now like monster, gigantic media mogul.
He just put his house on the market for like $50 million.
Wait. Numerous staffers on American Idol said that Dunkelman submitted his resignation because before the news that he could be fired soon. So there you go.
Safe
so he just
face.
Got ahead of it. He just broke up with them before they broke up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Smart.
Got a safe face. I didn't get fired. I broke up with them. I quit. Crappy ass show.
Okay.
You like that show? Like 10 years later, you like that garbage? Really? I quit that show. The show sucks.
So Cappy.
Yep.
Let's get back to the Rumorville.
Yeah.
LAX Airport. Mm-hmm. Home of the LAX airport. That's where Rumorville resides right now. So you're saying there's pictures of Rob Pelinka at a gate at LAX going to Indianapolis.
I'm not really saying it, but a whole bunch of media outlets are reporting it. I don't know how many of them you consider credible. I mean, I like to read one that's called LakersNation.com. There's another one that's called SilverScreenAndRoll.com.
Yeah.
And these websites have stories about how Rob Pelinka...
He was at the airport, yeah.
He's spotted in the airport.
Right.
Going to Indianapolis.
And then the assumption is that he's going to what?
Well, the assumption was, if you're trying to put two and two together, is, well, if he's in the airport and he's going to Indianapolis, it must be because he must be going to see the Pacers, because he must be trying to pull that trade off. I mean, that's the way it works, George. And that's the automatic two and two. Two plus two equals, if he's in the airport and he's going to Indianapolis, he must be going to do this trade.
Yeah, but I mean, do you believe that?
Not really, no.
I was going to say, I don't believe it. I'm fairly certain that if he was going to Indianapolis, it was to watch the State Farm Championship, which is that tournament where Duke and Kansas and Kentucky and Michigan State are playing and all that, because of course he would be there.
I was thinking he was going to the Indianapolis 500.
No, I'm pretty sure that doesn't get run in November.
Didn't know. Don't really watch the Indianapolis 500, but when you ask
me, would it make sense? Do you think the weather is worthwhile to run the Indianapolis 500 in November?
Yeah, they've got this one event where they put chains on the cars.
Yeah, you know? I don't believe that.
It's true. It really is true.
So, if you believe that Rob was going there to do the trade. Now, look, again, as you know, Cappy, I'm not an absolutist. So, while I would say
put that
not
on a T-shirt.
Yeah. I would say that less than 1% chance that's the reason he's going to Indianapolis to get that deal done. I would say more likely over 99% chance he's there to scout those four teams.
Yeah. Well, that seems to make a little bit more sense, doesn't it? But, you know, you see Rob Pelinka in the airport, you take a picture of him.
Yeah.
You think that he, because, you know, one of these guys said, hey, tweeting, hey, I'm on a flight right now with Rob Pelinka and we're headed to Indiana.
Yeah.
And so, like, okay, again, it's nothing other than to try and go viral with put two and two together, smart guy.
Right. By the way, shout out to a guy, Lance, who listens to the show, who spotted me on the plane in Phoenix today. He was like, hey, Sedona, what are you doing here? And he's like, where are you going? I'm like, I just did the Warriors game yesterday here in Phoenix. Like, oh, cool. So shout out to Lance, who listens to the show.
Way to go, Lance.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, buddy. So that's the way rumors get started, though, George.
Why didn't Lance take a picture of me? Say, Sedano's here in Phoenix.
Sedano's in Phoenix. He must be trying to pull off a trade.
Yeah.
He got something going on with Devin Booker. Come on.
Right. Devin Booker. I love Devin Booker. Let me tell you something. I know that he idolized Kobe, but I can see, like, there's so much similarity between the two guys from a personality standpoint. It's pretty wild. And I wasn't like one of these guys that knew Kobe super well, like Ramona or Dave or anybody like that. Like, I knew him a little bit because, you know, I'd do enough games where I'd be around him occasionally. But Devin Booker, he really does remind me, just that guy loves basketball, eats, breathes, sleeps, probably poops basketball too.
He poops it.
I mean, probably, you know.
Is that right?
I mean, if he eats, breathes, and sleeps it, you know.
It's quite an interesting trick he's doing then. I'll tell you that right now.
I mean, he's good too, man. I mean,
but then again, if he eats it,
it's got to come out somewhere.
Got to get rid of it.
Yeah. You know? 100%. So, but yeah, I love that guy.
Good post-game interview.
Thanks. Yeah, short and sweet. You know, there's really not much to say. They kind of won wire to wire, you know what I mean?
So. Right. It's like, so hey, Devin, you guys just destroyed those guys. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I tried to give him at the beginning, like, you know, you beat the champs now two times in a row. You know, does that mean anything this early in the season? He's like, not really.
Yeah, right. I think it was more like, you know, what does that say about this team? You know, it's one of those kinds of deals.
Yeah, no, that was the second question.
Oh, it was?
What does it say about this team? It was a different one. It was about all five starters being double figures and having nearly 30 assists combined between the five starters.
Devin, what does that mean? What does that say about
this team? That one he loved. He ate that one up. But he gave me a kind of, not really. He gave me like a Sean McVay. Now, he did continue speaking, not like Sean McVay to Mason or to Travis or Mason Ireland, whoever that was. I kind of forget. They all run together now with Sean McVay, it feels like. But it was with Mason. Yeah. But he's like, no, we're just kind of focusing on us. Like, you know, we'll deal with them. We're getting ready for the playoffs, even if it's this early. And then that's with the stuff with his teammates. He loved that one. Like, he's in on that one.
How about,
and that's
like,
it.
How about like a third question? Like, hey, dominant performance, not much to talk about. What kind of car did you drive here tonight?
I swear to God, it's funny you say that because he's a big car collector.
Right.
I did think about asking that one on the way out. But I was like, you know, I can say that. I have so many more games with them on the schedule. I can't just throw that one out right now. I feel like I need that one just in case.
But you know what would be great is if you do use that one, every post-game interview you
I just keep asking him the car.
And then he just tells you every time what kind of different car he drove that day.
Yeah. I like Devin. Devin, you know, he slapped me on the ass after that. Early in the game,
nice.
he slapped me in the chest when he saw me initially.
Wow, so you like just getting beaten up by Devin Booker.
It's not like that. It's just, you know, it's a love tap.
It's a love tap, right. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like yours, you know, how Rachel does yours.
Now, with Draymond, That's not like with Rachel. With Draymond, he gave me, like, he was about to cough,
me. Careful around Draymond. Draymond might punch you out.
That's not true.
Might break Draymond your face off.
Draymond has been fantastic with me over the years.
Well, he was fantastic to his teammate for years, too.
Draymond was about to cough in his hand, but then saw me and then stuck it out for the fist bump. And I appreciated he did it before the cough. So I laughed. I said, thanks for doing that before.
Hit me with an elbow, dog.
I'll take
an elbow from you, pal.
It was funny because he was about to go for like, you know, how people just cough in their hands, you know, like because it's cold or whatever in there. And he looked and his eyes popped over and he gave me the fist bump. Like, hey, thanks for doing that before the cough.
Yeah, I don't need your germs.
Hey, man, listen. COVID's still around. I don't need to get it for like another time, you know?
Yeah, did you mask up on the plane?
I did mask up on the plane.
Good man. Good man.
Yeah, I masked up on the plane. Not in the arena. I feel like I'm, you know, outside of the players who are still regularly tested or whatever, I'm kind of around.
Are they?
I'm
are not the players around. Still tested?
I mean,
all
they're
the
still
time?
Testing. I mean, if they're sick, they're testing them, yeah.
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic is in safety protocols or whatever.
I did not know that.
If it wasn't
for Ireland last week getting it again,
you would have thought it was gone.
Yeah, I was like, what's that?
We had eradicated COVID.
Right, right. Is that thing still around? You got what? What is that?
Yeah. And then I told you the story about Clay. I asked him about his captain's hat that he wore in that Ramona interview.
That was funny.
Yeah. I'm like, I cursed what I said. I said, tell me they gave you that bleep when you bought the boat, at least. You didn't have to buy that bleeping hat. And he laughed.
How you didn't know what kind of boat it was. You're like, I don't know, some little boat. It's like 37 feet. You know,
I don't know. It looked little on TV. What the hell am I going to say? I don't know.
It's a nice boat.
I'm not a boat person, so
I love
that
boating.
Too.
God, I love boating.
Yeah.
Just want to have a boat one day. You know, if I didn't have four kids, I'd probably have a boat by now.
Yeah.
You know, but I got four kids.
Yeah.
So four kids,
diversity
zero boats.
Sounds in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust wants me to play the interview with Pop. I mean, I don't know. I feel like you just go on my Twitter and find it. It's there. It's at the top. It's pinned. You know, I
pinned tweet.
Yeah, it's my pinned tweet. Just go to my Twitter.
So are you watching right now? I just turned it on.
I'm watching the MLB Network to see who wins the NL MVP.
Okay. Well, that's already been announced.
No, the AL MVP was Aaron Judge.
I'm going to tell you right now, it was Paul Goldschmidt.
It was?
Yeah.
I asked if you had seen that. I thought so, too. Because they were doing Paul Goldschmidt highlights, and I thought, but on the bottom, here it is. They finally put it up. Because I've been looking at their scroll. And it finally puts it up there, first career MVP award. All right,
you must have been watching it when they were
only had Aaron Judge on
there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a top headline on ESPN.com right now.
Oh, I wasn't looking at that. I'm watching MLB Network.
Well, I'm watching two football games right now. I've got Tulane up over SMU 21-0, George, and I've got a wager on this game.
Can I ask you something before that? Before you ask you about or you mention your wager, are you upset that your guy Manny Machado didn't win the
not
MVP?
Upset, but I kind of thought that there might be a chance that Nolan Arenado and Goldschmidt might take votes from one another and Machado could sneak in and take it.
Yeah,
but no. By the way, did he finish second?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up. But what you should do is on the Cappy Cast, go like all out and be like, I can't believe Manny Machado didn't win. Like, just do one of those like Romy rants.
Yeah, I know. But the only problem is that really, when you looked at Goldschmidt's numbers, like he really did.
He really was the best one. Yeah.
Yeah. He had the best numbers. Now it's kind of strange because you have two guys.
Manny did finish second though. It wasn't that, you know, it was less than 100 points.
Yeah. I mean, you have two guys on the same team that are both finalists. So what is it? You know, that's a lot of, It's a lot of production out of two guys that become finalists for the MVP. And you think to yourself, well, if Goldschmidt wasn't there, how good would Arenado have been? So Machado did carry the Padres all season long.
By the way, Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts finished fourth and fifth.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Your bet. Can we do that after Radio Tinder?
It's not that big of a deal. I'm just watching football games tonight because it's Thursday night. That's what I do.
Okay. I'm going to put on the football game too, but we'll do Radio Tinder next.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks, Christopher. And I do mean that. Like, anybody can fight me on that, that Nintendo 64, GoldenEye, best video game ever made, hands down.
So you're willing to fight over that? Wow.
Yeah, I am.
Well, them fighting words.
I don't even think it's even close. What other games do you have, Sedano, that even like come close?
I mean, just depends.
Atari 2600. Come on.
What era you want to go? You know what I mean? Like
ever.
I don't know.
Let's say over the past 20 years.
I mean, the Madden series is pretty damn popular, I would say. So. I mean, players really get really upset about that. So is all the sports games. People go crazy over those. And then there's the Grand Theft Auto
Super
ones.
Super Mario, like, bro.
I think
and Mario, anything Mario is big.
Mario Kart is a close second to GoldenEye, but I still will die on that hill.
I had a friend of mine just the other day tell me it was a big deal that he bought a PS5.
It is, because you couldn't buy him for like 2 years.
Yeah, so he said he spent like $500 on a PS5. And he thinks he could sell it without opening the box for $1,000.
They're more
not
readily
now.
Available now. Yeah,
not now.
Maybe like 6 months ago, but now you can get them. You just might have to call around or get lucky. But
if that's the investment he thought he was making, he's not getting that.
Not good.
No, he should have invested in crypto. Is that what he should have done?
No. I think like anything, you could invest it in a tech stock. It'd be down 75% right now too. So there's that.
Yeah. Well, he thinks he's pretty smart. This guy. He thinks he's going to be able to sell this thing for $1,000 and buy
Is
some Taylor
Swift
tickets.
Is this guy mean you?
No. I'm not that guy.
I just want to say, Cap.
I thought that too.
I was one of those people who, when the Xbox 360, the PS4, when those came out, I was one of those people who literally got a tent and camped out for like 12 hours to be able to get one. Yes, I did. I did it. It was when I still lived back home. It was very cold out. And I turned around and sold my boyfriend at the time, and I both would wait in line to get them. And then we turned around and sold them and made like triple the money.
No way.
Like 500
How much
bucks.
Did you pay him?
They were like $400 or $500, and we sold them for like $1,500.
No way.
Yeah, there were people literally outside as we walked out with cash in their hand offering us money for them. It was crazy.
Did you sell them like there on the spot?
Yeah,
for
that's
cash
why we
money?
Did it. Yeah, that's why we did it.
Wow.
But I don't think that's really a thing anymore, just the way that they do it with, you know, they have to like hand out the tickets, and it's just like a whole weird thing now. Anyway.
I'm impressed. I would never wait outside of a store in a tent.
I know you wouldn't, but, you know, it was an easy way to make $1,500, especially if you're waiting like 12 hours. It's like, you know, over $100 an hour to do nothing. Just
sit appreciate
there.
That.
It was also kind of fun because everyone
I like
had, like,
the entrepreneurial
little
spirit, Lindsay, baseball, I do.
Yeah, someone had a TV. It was fun. It was a good time. Anyway, back to Radio Tinder.
Mm.
So, we have not talked about Elon Musk in, what, like 3-4 days now?
Yeah, now what did he do?
Well, his drive to increase Twitter's follower count is apparently a must-have, and so is people paying for it, because the social media company's new boss says that it's losing over $4 million per day, and that's before the revenue that has, like, completely gone away from all the recent advertiser pullback. According to the numbers that Musk has shared, in order to become profitable, Twitter would need to get around 6% of the U.S. digital advertising market, or 115 million people paying $8 a month for Twitter Blue. So that's a third of the U.S. population. Do you guys see a third of the country paying $8 a month for Twitter Blue to make them profitable? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
Swipe left. Zero chance. It's very simple. I don't really have any more to add. Like, it's a ridiculous number, if that's the case.
I, too, will swipe left. I, too, will say zero chance. No way. Not happening.
You know what's crazy is that they used to have free lunch, I guess, and even breakfast at the Twitter headquarters. So not only did Elon Musk say, like, you must come in the office starting tomorrow, like, zero notice, I don't care what your excuse is, You don't get any free lunch now. You have to pay for your lunch. And like just like cutting, getting rid of all the perks and stuff that a lot of people probably took to work there. Just seems like a real big jerk. But I don't want
to. Is there any way he's trying to intentionally run this into the ground for no reason? I mean, other than like, you know, it's just a toy and $44 billion doesn't mean anything?
I don't know, man. I don't know
so
what's
weird.
Happening.
So
I'm just kind of here to watch it all burn and see what happens.
Dude, I'm sitting right next to you at the 50-yard line watching the whole thing go down.
Yeah.
I think he's just trying way too hard to be like, oh, I'm the guy who saved all this money for Twitter. And like, it's not even a public company, so who cares?
You know what would have been a really good idea? If he would have just bought it and then said, you guys seem to be doing a pretty good job, run it. But the thing is, we need to make more money, so let's work on that. But I'm going to be over here working on the car deal, and I'm going to be over here working on the rocket ship deal. And I'm going to be doing my thing over here. I'm not going to get in the way.
Well,
now
he's
like Mark Davis.
Yeah, apparently he did say yesterday, I guess, that he has way too much work on his plate and he is going to hire somebody to run Twitter for him. He's just trying to get like, you know, he's just trying to like lay down the law or whatever.
Apparently he's scrambling to try to find top engineers to stay. And the remaining employees who are speaking to the media, like off the record, are saying they expect the platform to just break down. Like,
nice.
There's just not going to be enough people to manage it.
That's what I want. I want the whole thing to burn to the ground so I can get off of it. And the only reason I'm going to get off of it is because it burns to the ground. If it's on, I'm on it.
What's crazy is he's also firing people like on Twitter. Like he's like searching his name in like Twitter mentions and timelines and
oh,
stuff.
No,
like
I
literally,
seen that. Yeah.
And then he's like, "Well, don't bother coming into work tomorrow. You no longer have a job. Ha ha." Like, what a jerk. What's wrong with this guy? He's probably going to fire me, even though he doesn't even employ me.
Yeah.
He hears me
You're
talking
fired.
About it. Anyway.
What's next?
So Peyton Manning has proven over and over again that he's going to succeed at pretty much anything he tries to do. So what if at some point he was approached to run for commissioner of the NFL? Well, in an interview with Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk yesterday, he was asked exactly that. And here's what he said.
Being the commissioner, I'm not qualified, in my opinion. I'm not sure anybody wants to follow Roger Goodell as commissioner. It's like following John Wooden at UCLA. I mean, the bar has been set high.
What?
Roger takes criticism, certainly, but I think he's been great for the game. And that's just not something, you know, on my radar specifically because I don't think I'm qualified to do it. But it's important whoever follows him continues doing it the right way he's done it.
So aside from the fact that he was like singing praises of Roger Goodell the whole time, which I think a lot of people would disagree with that perspective, but do you think that Peyton Manning would be a better commissioner than Goodell? Swipe left or swipe right, Kepi?
I'm going to swipe left and say no, I don't think he would be a better commissioner than Roger Goodell. As for what I heard in that, and there's a lot to it, the part that I would want to pick at is, what do you mean not qualified? Who's qualified to do anything? Was Jeff Saturday qualified to be the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts 2 weeks ago? No. Was John Lynch qualified to be the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers before he got that job leaving the TV booth? Not really. So if Peyton Manning wants to be the commissioner of the NFL, so be it. But what he thinks that Roger Goodell has done really well is make the owners, and I suppose the players as well, a lot more money through television deals.
I mean, he has done that, but I mean, I think that would have happened regardless of whether he was the commissioner or the next guy who didn't get the job would have been the commissioner. I don't know.
No,
I don't think
credit,
that's a specific
you know?
Thing to Roger Goodell. to
no,
your
but
point,
he gets credit for it, though.
Right. But to your point, I think that that would have happened with whoever they placed in that position just because this sport was exploding. So, you know, I mean, had Paul Tagliabue stayed as the commissioner, I don't think that that would have not happened.
Nah, they wouldn't have made as much money with Paul. No, they wouldn't have done it. It was all Roger.
Yeah. I mean, Roger Goodell was the selection basically because he was like, he started off as like an intern there, for God's sake. Like the only thing he's practically known all his life, of his adult life mostly, has been the NFL.
I was going to ask, what did he do before that?
Yeah.
Like, how does one get nominated to run for or whatever for the commissioner?
I mean, listen, the guy who was the president two presidents ago at ESPN, George Bodenheimer, I mean, there's the famous story started in the mailroom, for God's sake. You know what I mean? Like, there, you know, and there's stories like that from, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe there are guys that can pull that or ladies that can pull that off now. But I mean, I think that's what happens. I think people want they set a culture. And they want someone from within the family, right? It's kind of like what we talk about with USC did for so many years. And then eventually the, you know, the stuff the family tree doesn't, you know, bear as ripe of fruit in anymore. You know what I mean? And then, like, same thing with the Lakers. We've been talking about them in that regard, that they need to go outside the family a little bit. And that's kind of part of the problem. So, you know, for the NFL, that's worked out okay. And maybe there'll be a day that it doesn't work out okay. And, you know, they need to go outside the family.
Well, I don't think Peyton Manning is the guy.
I feel like he's smart.
He doesn't want to. By the way, I wouldn't want that grief.
Right, why would
because
you want
we all
that?
Know. Because by the way, you know what? The NFL commissioner's job is really.
Yeah, to kiss the ass of all the owners.
Well, be the pinata for all the owners. But I mean that too, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, it's really the same thing, isn't it? I mean,
he wants everyone to love him because they do. Mm-hmm. I don't think it could handle everyone being like, "Oh, this commissioner sucks. Do something, Roger."
You heard what he said. He goes, "Well, he handles criticism really well. Yeah. I don't handle criticism as well. I don't think I could do that job. I'm not qualified. I don't handle criticism as well."
Yeah. All right. One more, Linz.
All right, guys. So Aaron Judge's record 60-second home run ball will be heading to the auction block later this month. The man who caught the ball was recently offered $3 million for it, but he turned it down. So he's going to sell the ball with Golden Auctions, and it's going to hit the block on November 29th. The bid's going to start at $1 million, and apparently the auction house owner said that he expects it to far exceed the most expensive baseball ever sold at an auction, which, of course, was Mark McGwire's 70th home run ball from 1998, which sold for $3.05 million. So instead of having you swipe, I want to know, how much do you guys think Aaron Judge's home run ball will sell for? Sedano, you go first.
So it was rejected. The $3 million was rejected, right?
Mm-hmm. And everyone thinks he's going to get a lot more than that.
I'd say double that is fair, right? Like 5 or 6 in that range. I mean, that seems to me like where this is heading.
Yeah, I was going to say $5 million, but George, you said $6 million. So I would say
5 or 6 in that range.
Yeah, $6 million and one. I'm just going to go over. I'm going to go the over on the $6 million.
This isn't Game of Games, bro.
Oh, well, it's not? How about Price of Right? Is it Price of Right?
Price is Right.
Right. Or maybe it's not right.
The price is wrong, bleep. Bob Barker. Anyway.
God, yeah. who got $5 million to buy a baseball?
Yeah, if you think about it, in 1998, if Mark McGwire's ball, I mean, I'm sure it didn't sell right in 1998, somewhere around there, 20-something years ago, if it sold for $3 million, you'd have to think it's going to sell for at least twice that, which is crazy. What are you going to do with it?
You know what? Let's ask Balake. He's going to join us next. Let's talk to him. We got to talk Dodgers with him, this whole Justin Verlander thing. We got to talk about the AL and NL MVP stuff with him. We'll do all that stuff with him. So, we'll ask him about this ball, too.
Been a lot of RIPs today.
We did. George Michael, right? Who else? There was someone else before that.
There was somebody else.
I don't remember now.
Oh, it was Old Dirty B.
Oh, ODB. Yeah. 3 RIPs.
RIPs in threes.
Yeah, unfortunately, that seems to be the thing.
Also, RIP to Josefa Salinas, who passed away on the 15th.
I know you texted that yesterday. Yeah. I was at the game. I was at the game, or was come back from the game. It was late, I feel like, when you text that.
It was, guys. It was. I found out late. So,
yeah.
If y'all know radio, she was an OG in radio.
Yeah. I was trying to pack and, like, then get to bed. I slept terribly yesterday. You know, I got this sinus thing going on.
Oh, my God. I feel you, man.
And it's like, you know, I took some Sudafed and that stuff. I'm just really bad at like caffeine or anything that keeps you wired. You know what I mean? Like, is, you know, that kind of meds like is non-drowsy. It ruins my sleep all the time. I was miserable. I'm so gassed today.
I'm getting ready to try a new pillow. Something called MedCline.
Pillows are good. I love a new pillow.
Dude, I have the worst pillows in my bed.
Terrible, but it doesn't. That's bad for your neck, bro.
Yeah, well, so my left shoulder, dude, I'm telling you, my left shoulder hurts so bad, and I know, because at night I can't sleep, like, with my left shoulder. Anyway, whatever. So I got these new pillows that are supposed to be, like, this full-body pillow.
Right.
And then this one where there's, like, a bridge, and you put your arm underneath it so that you're not, like, you're not putting the pressure on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right. I had terrible pillows at this place yesterday. I had to, like, stack, like, 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
At the hotel I was at. Beautiful hotel, but just terrible pillows. I should have said that to the lady when she's like, "How was your stay?" And I said, "Oh, it was great." And then I probably should have said, "No, you know what? The pillows, though, you probably could have done better."
Right. I'm exhausted right now. Yeah. You know, I had a terrible sleep, and it's all because of your crappy ass pillows. Otherwise, everything was great.
Yeah. I should have said that. Great breakfast, though. Anyway, Balake's here. Balake, you got good pillows?
My pillows are okay. I've been complaining about my pillows for some time. My girlfriend has better pillows than I do, and she always bogarts them and never lets me use them, but I guess that's the price you got to pay sometimes to please the girlfriend, but got to upgrade the polos.
Yeah, you see, you're bringing up a very interesting point here today, Balake, which is this. Usually the guys have crappy pillows and the girls have good pillows.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the girl sleeps over at the guy's house, then she gives the guy grief about his crappy pillows, mm-hmm. which is why I've now invested in like really good pillows. And hopefully I can get a happy, you know, girlfriend rather than somebody complaining about my crappy pillows, you know?
I mean, it's unbelievable. There are times when I try to sneak one of her pillows onto my side because we each got two. But there's times where she knows instantly. She says, "Do you have one of my pillows?" And I got to hand it over and say, "Yep, all right, you get the cozy pillows once again."
All right, well,
so Balake, we were talking about Twitter possibly, you know, going down. Where should we move the community to if it does go down?
That's a great question. I think the kids nowadays are on Discord. I think that's the latest.
Really?
Phase.
Discord.
Sure,
yes.
Not sure how to work that.
Oh, so I'm part of a couple of financial Discords. Like, just people I think that are really smart at finances. So that's actually a great idea.
Discord. Really? You guys use Discord? I don't use Discord.
Yes.
Discord is huge, dude.
Yep.
I used it for Pokemon Go.
I used it to graduate.
There you go.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that do like a lot of stuff there
follow. A lot of stuff. You know, I'm just saying. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah. Stuff.
Okay.
Discord. That's a good one, Blake. Blake Harris, our Dodger insider. By the way, follow him on Twitter while it's still around, at Blake Harris TVLA. Of course, he's got the podcast Inside the Ravine and his Substack. That's going nowhere. Best Dodger info around. So, real quick, this Justin Verlander thing. You buying this? Like, you think it's real? I mean, he wants a 3-year deal. He's 40 years old.
Yeah, at first when I heard the rumor, I was like, okay, maybe that seems like something the Dodgers could consider if it's like a 1-year deal for $35 million, something like that. But yeah, the second I heard that he's pretty much seeking the Max Scherzer kind of deal, 3 years for like $120, $130 million, yeah, I'll have to pass on that one because like you said, I think he's either 40 years old already or he's closing in on 40. And regardless of him winning the Cy Young this year, I don't want to give a 40-year-old, you know, $40 million. So if it's anything more than 1 year, That's a pass for me.
You guys following the story about how the Dodgers and Cody Bellinger got to kind of figure out what's going to happen here. And, you know, obviously his numbers have declined over the last couple of years while his salary has increased. At like $20 million, it's a little less. I still think I'd take a shot on Bellinger for one more year at about like $19 million and change. How about you, Blake?
Yeah, I completely agree. I think so. Tomorrow's the deadline to non-tender him a contract, which it sounds like the Dodgers might be leaning towards doing. But obviously, Cody Bellinger is not the player he once was. He's not going to be an MVP kind of player next year. But for $18 million, you have to take into account he plays gold glove defense. He offers a lot of speed. And maybe I'm just an optimistic where I think he might figure things out. And, you know, maybe next year improve just a little. It's hard to get much worse than what he's been doing the last couple of years, but yeah, for $18 million for one more year, I'm with you, Scott. Take the chance. Hope he figures some things out. Hopefully he just becomes league average at the plate. I mean, if he becomes league average at the plate, then he's easily worth the $18 million, but I could see why the Dodgers might not be willing to shell out that kind of money because he is an awful hitter. So we'll have our decision tomorrow, and if the Dodgers non-tender him, looks like Cody Bellinger won't be returning in Dodger blue.
Who are some of the free, like this Trey Turner thing to me, this doesn't look promising. I don't think he's coming back. What do you do then?
Yeah, I mean, if Trey Turner is not back, obviously you have a couple of options. You have option number one, which I think is the smartest, and that's Carlos Correa. But I know a lot of Dodgers fans have been very harsh when I've talked about that on the show in weeks past. So if it's not Carlos Correa, you might have to get creative in the trade market because I don't think Dansby Swanson's the kind of guy you want to give $150 million to. And, you know, then your option might be moving Gavin Lux to shortstop. And we've seen Gavin Lux play second base. And if he can't make throws from second base, God forbid he's making throws from shortstop. So if it's none of those options, I think we see the Dodgers maybe get creative and acquire a shortstop that none of us are even thinking about right now.
I thought the move by Tyler Anderson down to the Angels was pretty interesting. The Dodgers offered him a 1-year deal, nearly $20 million. And he was pretty open about, no, I wanted the 3-year, $40 million deal. I got a family to take care of here. This was my shot to make big money. Were you surprised that he took the 3 years, 39, rather than the 1 year, 19 from the Dodgers?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was surprised, but I also wasn't surprised because on one hand for Tyler Anderson, I think he's been around for seven seasons. And if you were to take those seven seasons and add all of his salaries up, it doesn't even equal the $20 million that he could have made with the Dodgers in the season. So, you know, like you said, he's got a family to support. You got to secure the bag. So I get wanting to, you know, lock in 3 years, get $39 million. And the fact, I mean, based on where he's currently living, he's not going to have to move. He's just going to have to make a further drive to go to Angel Stadium. But, you know, making $20 million for one season, if he has another good year, there's a chance he makes even more money next year. So, you know, overall, you can't fault the guy for wanting to make $39 million. If I was in that situation, I will gladly take the $39 million. But I was a bit surprised that a team like the Angels, of all teams, offered him 3 years because I didn't think he'd get it. I thought some teams might offer him 2 years, but I was very surprised to hear that the Angels offered him three.
Just so you know, I'm creating a Discord account right now, just so you know, Blake. I'm going to find you on Discord.
Good job, Cappy. Yeah.
Yep.
Cappy, you're not going to find me there because I have no idea how to even use that. So
then why'd you recommend Discord, dude?
No, but he's right, though. A lot of people use it. But Blake, he's way younger than us. And if I can figure it out, he can figure it out.
Yeah, like but I said, that's what the kids are on nowadays. But I'm getting up there in age where I don't know how to Discord quite yet.
All right, yeah. Me neither. I'm going to stop playing with it right
now.
Thank you. Hey, Blake.
Look, here's hold on, Chris. Yeah? Chris Sakai mm-hmm. tweets us and says, "In the Circle of Trust, we have several Discord servers for our company. Definitely a necessity for reaching out to your user base." Look at that.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try and play with it tonight a little bit. Maybe try and figure it out.
Yeah.
Hey, Blake. While we've got you here, I know you do a lot on college football on your YouTube channel. Jump in on the USC-UCLA game. Make a prediction. I have told George that I expect USC to win. I've said convincingly. He said, what's convincingly? I said two scores. I got USC winning this thing 10, 14 points, two scores. What do you think?
What does Harris Highlights say?
I'm on Team Cappy. I think USC blows UCLA out of the water. I think with this matchup, I think with USC still in the playoff hunt, they need to make a statement. They don't even have a top 25 win this year. So they need to make a statement in dramatic fashion. And I think UCLA, I do think, you know, they were looking ahead this past weekend to Arizona, but that was a bad loss. And I do think USC is going to be more amped up. They're playing for a lot more. So I'm with you, Cappy. I think they win convincingly. And I think it's a blowout. When I saw that the spread's, I think, 2.5, I even texted my uncle saying, we might need to make a run the state line to get the prim and just hammer USC on this money line because 2.5, that almost seems like easy money. But
yeah,
that
well,
being said,
let me tell you something.
That means UCLA is going to win by 10.
Yeah, right. Fat Jack said it's dummies like us that would run to the state line to make that bet. He goes, those are the guys you don't follow. You don't follow the guys making the $50 bet. You follow the guys making the $10,000 bet, and those are the guys that are betting on UCLA.
Yeah, like me.
What I've learned is whatever the public is leaning heavy on, whatever game you say that is easy money, as George Costanza once said, do the opposite.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it really is just generally do the opposite. Let me see where the money right now is coming in on UCLA. The money. Yeah.
Yeah. George Costanza also said, well, I have the opposite of tuna salad, which is salmon salad, but it really wasn't salmon salad.
Yeah. It opened up at 5.5 and dropped to 2.5. It's been beat down to 2.5, so.
Actually, maybe it was chicken salad from tuna salad, but it's salmon salad should be the opposite of tuna because they swim upstream. I think that's what Jerry said.
There you go.
Remember that, Blake?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got every Seinfeld episode locked in the back of my memory, so I know that for a fact.
There it is. Blake Harris. Follow him on Twitter while it lasts, at Blake Harris TBLA. We'll all be on Discord soon, I'm assuming. And make sure you go to his Substack if you want the best Dodger information out there. Blake Harris on Substack. Harris Highlights for college football. Oh, and I forgot the podcast for the Dodgers, Inside the Ravine as well. Blake, we'll talk to you next week, pal.
Hey, if Twitter goes down, let's just all create sided accounts, and we'll all communicate via the sided app.
How about that? There's my
You're going to need some development there, Cappy, if we're going to be doing that, though.
Well, we haven't really put a lot of time and effort into the app, you know, because it became more of a consumer-based company. But I will do it. If everybody wants to meet and have a community over on Sided, I'm down.
All right, we can discuss further. We'll see if you have the capabilities. Maybe you can hire some of the engineers Elon's losing.
Right. Good idea, George.
Thanks, Blake. See ya. All right. Coming up next, Cappy, we're going to do a new thing at 6 o'clock. You ready? We're going to do what you need to know, which is what we always do. And then we're going to do what I'm going to call the 6 o'clock reset.
Ooh.
You like that?
I do. It sounds really sexy.
Yes. We'll be sexy next.